Chapter 23. It inscrutably appeared to stand to reason, in the minds of the whole company, that I was an excrescence on the entertainment. And to make it worse, they all asked me from time to time, in short, whenever they had nothing else to do, why I didn't enjoy myself. And what could I possibly do then, but say I was enjoying myself when I wasn't? However, they were grown up, and had their own way, and they made the most of it. That swindling public hook, exalted into the beneficent contriver of the whole occasion, actually took the top of the table, and, when he addressed them on the subject of my being bound, and had fiendishly congratulated them on my being liable to imprisonment, if I played at cards, drank strong liquors, kept late hours or bad company, or indulged in other vagaries which the form of my indentures appeared to contemplate as next to inevitable, he placed me standing on a chair beside him, to illustrate his remarks. My only other remembrances of the great festival are, that they wouldn't let me go to sleep, but whenever they saw me dropping off, woke me up, and told me to enjoy myself. That, rather late in the evening, Mr. Wopsle gave us Collins' Ode, and threw his blood-stained sword in thunder down, with such effect, that a waiter came in and said, the commercials underneath sent up their compliments, and it wasn't the Tumbler's Arms. That, they were all in excellent spirits on the road home, and sang O Lady Fair. Mr. Wopsle taking the bass, and asserting with a tremendously strong voice in reply to the inquisitive boor who leads that piece of music in a most impertinent manner, by wanting to know all about everybody's private affairs, that he was the man with his white locks flowing, and that he was upon the whole the weakest pilgrim going. Finally, I remember that when I got into my little bedroom I was truly wretched, and had a strong conviction on me, that I should never like Joe's trade. I had liked it once, but once was not now. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.